This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Nara Koyan. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak today graced the finale of the Zero Honor Run as chief guest at Zero, Lower Subansiri District. On the occasion, the governor presented the medals and checks to the winners of the 21-kilometer, 10-kilometer and 5-kilometer runs. The governor congratulated all participants and winners of the maiden Zero Honor Run, uploading runners from across India, local enthusiasts from Arunachal Pradesh, and personnel from the Indian Army, Indian Air Force, ITBP, and NCC. He said the event symbolized unity, endurance, and patriotic spirit, paying tribute to the heroes of the 1962 Indo-China War. The governor recalled the heroics of rifleman Neelam Tebi, who made the supreme sacrifice during the war. In the meantime, the governor commended the Indian Army, 56th Infantry Division, Lower Subansiri District Administration, and police, and the people of Zero for the successful conduct of the maiden event. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will pay homage to police martyrs on Police Commemoration Day at the National Police Memorial in the New Delhi on Tuesday. This day marks the sacrifice of 10 valiant policemen who were ambushed and killed by heavily armed Chinese troops at Hot Springs in Ladakh on 21st October 1959. Since then, the day has been observed annually as Police Commemoration Day. A joint parade of the Central Armed Police Forces and Delhi Police will also be held on the occasion. As a part of the commemorative events, CAPS and CPOs will organize various activities at the National Police Memorial from 22nd to 38th of this month. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak has extended greetings and best wishes to the people of the state on the auspicious occasion of Diwali. He expressed his hope that the spirit of Diwali will strengthen the bonds of love, harmony and brotherhood among all sections of our society. The governor urged the people of the state to celebrate a safe and eco-friendly Diwali. He advised all to refrain from using loud and polluting firecrackers that harm both people and the environment. He said that safeguarding our air, health and surrounding is the truest way to honor the spirit of this beautiful festival of light. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today interacted with Arunachala youths working in Japan across diverse sectors. In a social media post, Mr. Khandu said that it was inspiring to hear about the experiences and valuable suggestions which will help shape the state's policies for overseas job placements. Later in the day, the Chief Minister interacted with members of the House of Councillors Keisuke Yamamoto and Sachiko Yamamoto. Their discussion focused on strengthening Arunachal Pradesh-Japan partnership through collaboration in sustainable development and people-to-people exchange. Chief Minister Pema Khandu is currently on an official visit to Japan aimed at enhancing bilateral cooperation and exploring areas of mutual interest between the state of Japan. He is being accompanied by MLA Meibo Okentang. The state-level governor's GK quiz competition was successfully conducted at Government Higher Secondary School, Naharlagan, yesterday, showcasing the intellectual talent of students from across Arunachal Pradesh. Organized by the Department of Secondary Education, the event aimed to encourage academic excellence and promote a spirit of healthy competition among students. 13 districts participated in the prestigious quiz, though a few teams could not attend due to technical reasons. Itanagar Capital Region secured the first position, followed by Tirap in second and West Kameng in third. The Bembusa Library Teju and Forum of Library Activists Medo conducted a prize distribution ceremony at the Bembusa Library Teju yesterday, while giving away the prizes. Commanding Officer 9 Rajput Colonel Rupak Kumar Thakur emphasized on the importance of discipline in life. He appealed to the readers to make reading habit as discipline that comes to their muscle memory. The prizes were given away for the quiz for college students jointly organized by AIR Teju on 19 Golden Years of Akashvani, Air Force Day Painting Contest and September Month Written Quiz Program on Literacy and Books. Deputy Speaker Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly Kajo Nigor inaugurated the third Tani Ngomle Memorial Inter-Village Panchayat Tournament 2025 Lower Siang District yesterday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.